Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. I'm feeling tossed about, losing all sense of direction.
Yes, well, join the club. Tonight's topic, of course, is ascension, one moment at a time. Feeling tossed about, that's where you got that. Feeling tossed about, losing all sense of direction. A quiet lull of wonderful soothing energy and then tossed about again, leaving people behind with great sadness. Will it ever end? And what about all the channelings? What's next? So we're going to talk tonight about what's happening. Assure you that you haven't lost it. We may have, but you probably haven't. And that we're all in this amazing time together.
But as we ascend, we're supposed to lose it, aren't we? We're supposed to lose
what
we're
having. Well, yes, we're losing stuff. I don't know if we want to lose everything.
Okay.
The enemy is always his fear. And tonight's show dedication, of course, is to the continued assistance, and this is for Veronica, for President Obama and his cabinet, sending all the love and light possible to President Obama to help him to see clearly and carry out his mission in this lifetime to assist America and the world through the ascension process and freedom from controlling forces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
and
for that.
Veronica, you may want to just kind of give a little background here on why this is so important.
Oh, I just keep hearing from my guides and angels and my own intuition that it's easy to get logged, people logged by all this pressure that's around him, and I think it's harder and harder for him to stay with his ideals. I think he's
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So that is the reason for tonight's show dedication. Before I read a few quotes tonight, I want to say that the channelings are pretty much all over the place. So it's not a criticism, but definitely an observation that our reality is becoming more and more subjective. And I know that I'm becoming more aware that what we're experiencing and observing is true for us, but not necessarily for anyone else. So this is where it begins to get real dicey and interesting. So, we have a lot more latitude than we realize. And, I think we have felt a bit of a victim in this last several months because the ascension symptoms were so extreme, but I really have the sensing that we're moving into a time where we get to choose what we experience. I certainly hope so.
But I think also trust your subjective experience, even if it's totally different than someone else's. That's a big step, isn't it?
It's a huge step, Veronica, and I think that this is we're going to come to a time where when we sit down to talk with people that we can share honoring each other's experience as being unique to them without judging it, without being critical of it, and saying, oh, that's what you're... But knowing that whatever they're experiencing is related to their individual soul journey and also related to, soul journey, but also their ability to take their power and change that creation to something different. So I think it's real important that we stay out of comparisons here, which is really easy to slip back into. The ego loves that. If we get into comparison, always, they love it. Stay out of comparisons and really begin to honor that uniqueness for each one. I always laugh about the fact that we're really a little snowflake, every one of us. So, and when I look at it, that's what it looks like. I mean, they're all the geometrics and everything, but each one of us are so totally unique. And I probably should really go a little bit further with this. The seduction of the negative ego to make you feel less than or better than because of where you are in your personal journey. Remember that is also a seduction. Please be careful with that because it can twist in a moment and spiral you right out of control without realizing how easy it is to get kind of slip into that. I know personally I am having more of a sense of compassion, true compassion for everyone's journey. And, you know, really, Ronnie and I talked earlier this evening, and I kind of sat outside and thought about that a lot and thought about the people that I love, some of whom I've had to let go of. And but that doesn't change the fact that I honor their personal journey and love them. And I really had to look at, am I feeling better than them? Am I feeling like I'm more than them? And I would say no. What I'm feeling is that I am grateful to be committed to my personal journey. And it really doesn't matter what anybody thinks about my journey. It's personal to me. And my commitment is personal. And so if I have that, a sense of this is my journey and I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to do what I need to do, I also have to, or should maybe, have the compassion to allow each and every person to do that as well. Even
and
if it doesn't
up,
look...
catch up with our own commitment. Sometimes I find I've made a commitment for somebody else's journey to go a certain way.
Well,
that's scary. Yeah.
We have soul contracts. This came up. It came up over a couple of days. It was very interesting. Through sessions where the team talked to someone about their daughter and a choice that their daughter was making, and how important it was for them to allow the daughter to make the choice that she was making, and it was in relationship to her boyfriend, and to allow that because no one really knows what those contracts are between the two of them and what she's here to learn and so on. It was followed up by, there was another one in between there, but then it was followed up by the last session this evening with a wonderful animal communicator named Shannon Gross, and I'm plugging her name, not that she's having sessions, but she is a wonderful animal communicator, and we were talking about, she decided to share with me this, I wish I could remember what the name of the breed is now, but it was a breed, and that she was communicating with this dog, who is it's a Tibetan breed, and it was showing her the portal through which it came in, and so on.
I think you called it a Pyrenees, didn't you?
Yes, Great Pyrenees. Thank you very much. And it was a Tibetan Great Pyrenees. And so, what was interesting is the dog was communicating through Shannon to its owner. Or guardian, and asking a question, and it wanted an answer that came from its from the human's heart, and the human responded with the fact that she was very concerned about her granddaughter who was incarcerated and getting out, and again the same information came through this wonderful dog. As it explained that you don't know what this person's journey is, and that perhaps through all their experiences they may end up being an advocate for young people who are incarcerated or for foster children, and if not her, then possibly her children or grandchildren. And so it was just another confirmation coming at me about the, again, not judging journeys and how profound that was. Okay. This quote is from Allison Ray, and this was, you know, we're just talking here about what the energies are not right now, what we're going through. Full moon rises in spiritual dreamy Pisces. We have a long moment to pause and reflect. We're in that full moon right as we're on the air right now. The summer eclipse season gave birth to multiple new realities. Have you noticed the possibilities proliferating in your life? We've entered the quantum field as conscious co-creators capable of shaping the next world age. That's a lot of responsibility. First, we have an opportunity to process and integrate the cosmic energies focused through the special alignments of sun, earth, and moon over the past 3 months. We're finding our new spiritual center. The full moon is a point of balance, illumination, and consciousness. Open to receive the spiritual blessings. Mercury turns retrograde Sunday evening, September 6th, extending the period of reflection, integration, another 3 weeks. With the sun in Virgo opposing the moon in Pisces, issues of spiritual discernment and our path of service are in focus. also addictions and dependency, which I found very interesting since I've just gone through this with someone. The ongoing triple conjunction of Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron, I've been pronouncing that improperly, squirrel let me know, support clarity and release. Pisces and Virgo invite us to expand our devotional practice. Make time for yoga, meditation, prayer, ritual, drumming, chanting through the gateway. And, you know, she goes on here to talk about this wonderful chant, and it is very, very powerful. It was done for me by a great being when I had something very difficult to face. He's from India, and a palm reader. His father had read for Gandhi, and it's Om Mani Padme Hum, and Om Mani Padme Hum. Very, very, very powerful. When I saw it tonight, I thought, no, I've got to share that in the air because there is such power behind that chant. This chant the Guru Rinpoche mantra is associated with the, I can't say any of these words, the great tantric Buddha who transmitted Buddhism to Tibet. Because it carries the very essence of all the Buddhas, gurus, and deities, it is one of the most potent of all mantras. This version invokes an exalted state through meditation, chant, and sacred movement, perfect for the Pisces full moon. I'm sorry for laughing, but I just keep looking at all this stuff going, oh, Lord.
But, you know, we began this by saying people are feeling all over the place. A lot of people are. And that is kind of a traditional Pisces thing, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Also, kind of getting into that cloudy water, you know, the muddy water and not knowing what direction to go in. So I think a lot of people are just kind of in place right now, and which is probably a good thing. Solaris surf update, she goes on to say, you know, the past week has been action-packed. Much of this action took place deep under the surface. Some of us could actually feel and hear the deep subterranean rumbles within the planet. And Veronica, you're always good for that. I mean that lovingly. Actually, it was a compliment. What I meant was that Veronica is so sensitive, she can often feel the earth. Sorry. After several days of this, we begin to feel a sense of enormous pressure pushing upon us. We're being pushed hard by numerous elements coming from many directions. And, you know, I don't know how everybody's been feeling, but I have been feeling this. Trying to get us into our rightful positions, similar to pushing out a baby during birth. Something very big passing through something very small. During this process, many dubious and murky elements come out and try to insinuate themselves into the corners where they won't be noticed. And Veronica, you and I have talked about this one. This is why we have to constantly clear and recalibrate.
Yeah, because I told you that because of my fall, I thought my head and all this weird stuff was just because of my fall. But I'm realizing that that's what's been going on, where people are having a little trouble figuring out, you know, what's pushing, what's pulling, what's inside, what's outside.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's happening. I told you, I talked to a number of people who had the same thing and had not fallen.
Exactly. Well, also cleaning up energies around us, getting things cleaned out of our house, cleaning up our energetic environment, being really, really diligent about that right now. Mm-hmm. I don't usually think about sage too much, but I'm going to go visit some friends, and you know, I thought I got to pack my sage. And I love them, but they've got a portal, they're pretty wild and woolly one. We're going to go put protocol on their portal. I really want to the temptation okay, is a lot of people are feeling a lot of deep emotions right now, and there's a lot of drama for those that really don't understand what's going on around them and, you know, are struggling with their own internal emotional stuff, and really trying to suck us into drama. And I, you know, Veronica, you know I'm going through that in my own life. But I'm also very cognizant of that in other people's lives, how seductive drama can be and how easily we can be pulled back into it and drop our resonance like a rock. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that we don't allow that to happen. And Ronnie, for you and I, because, you know, we do sessions all day long with people and you know, trying to be as detached as possible and yet as loving as possible and caring, but, you know, having to shake off because you're immersed in it, you know, literally during a session, and then having to shake it off and move on to the next thing. Otherwise we drown in it. But also in our own personal lives, you know, some of you may have children or spouses or friends or parents that are, you know, having their own forms of drama or wanting to inflict that drama on you. And it's tough not to be seduced by it because the old triggers are still there. And
it's amazing when you're of the same lineage how it sticks at a very deep level.
Oh.
You know, I used to laugh because some of the most important people to clear are your children, you know, whether they're tiny wee or big, you know.
To clear from or with, you mean?
Yeah, to clear from our children on a regular daily basis.
Oh, yes.
Our connection is so deep and the bonding is so sticky. And
really,
strong.
You know, I really would like to talk to whoever's in charge on this planet because I really think we should have done this differently.
Labyrinthian game.
Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, she goes on to say, when this happens, our challenge is to deal with them in new ways. We cannot allow them to pull us back into duality-based responses or interpretations. We need to stand strong in the center of the lotus and radiate pure heart love so that it overrides everything. That sounds lovely, but not necessarily easy to do. But hopefully we're all far enough along that we can, you know, grog our way through this.
Beat those energies off, you know.
Yes, and also anything that can't travel further with us is now being pulled away from us. And, you know, this can be tough. It can be tough. Anyway, we do have another wonderful date coming up, and Sylvie Fenn goes on to talk about the 9th of September. Collective consciousness will join together to receive another influx of cosmic light that will accelerate the Earth's process of change and transformation by bringing more light and more love into every situation in your life. Now, I'm counting on this to be an easy ride. At this point, you're being greatly assisted by the increased flow of diamond light into your lives. Everything is becoming clear and transparent. Everything is illuminated and nothing can be hidden. Of course, as she says, reflecting out into our social systems, which we've talked about for weeks now. Anyway, September 9th, carrying the vibration of the 999, producing the master number 11. So this is going to be a very powerful month again, hopefully very light and powerful. I really don't want any more physiological symptoms than I've had lately, and I know you don't, Veronica.
No, I'm done with that. But I have to say, it kind of shook up some old energies, and that was good. I mean, there's been a lot of clearing in my experience.
You know, I'm absolutely convinced for people who have had automobile accidents or shocks about health or any of those things, that this is a time that our higher selves are in there pushing us very hard to bring this stuff to the surface. And I did a session this afternoon on somebody who had had a car accident. We were doing a power retrieval, and the way the energy flowed through her power retrieval after the accident was amazing. Mm. It was day and night at how much it had shaken everything loose.
Mm. great.
And it was brilliant. So, you know, I rather than people feeling as though, you know, that they've made a mistake or they miscreated, to see these as the gifts that they are and trust that they'll be resolved in a very magical and wonderful way is really the goal here. Things to watch for, and I, these, you know, during this process, the difference between expectation and desperation. And that's a tricky one. What I'm seeing is that where we're putting our attention right now, we're creating so quickly that we have to be very careful with the way we run our energies, the way we run our emotions, and the way we run our intentions. Because right now, and I'm seeing this, boy, session after session after session, where people are, if they twist a feeling, they can miscreate in a New York minute. They can also create beautifully the other way. But we have moved to another level where our abilities to create are going to be very enhanced, very intensified. And so we can create wonderful things or we can create terrible things. We want to really be careful with, we know expectation is such a big piece of reality creation. Be careful not to move into desperation, because the intensity and passion of expectancy can slip over that edge into desperation very quickly, and you're going to lose it right there. That makes sense, Veronica?
Yes, it does. Is that, yeah, mm-hmm. The drive, intense drive.
Absolutely. And that's something that's where you're going to have to do your own checks and balances.
Well, there's a lot about attachment to outcome there, too, you know, and intensity of attachment.
Well, that, yes, for desperation, of course. But there's also the motivation behind the desperation, which usually is loaded with fear.
Hmm.
Fear that they won't get what it is they need or want. If somebody's desperate for money, they're running to it in fear. If they're desperate for love, they have a fear that they'll never find it or get it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay.
I sure
did. Did I make that clear enough?
Yes, that was very good, actually.
All right. Being tossed about, losing all sense of direction from fear. This one is, you know, fear can, and I really want to say this to everybody, with this part of this whole ascension thing. You can walk by the mirror 1 minute and look great, and walk by the mirror 20 minutes later and look 10 years older.
Now, I thought that was just me.
No. I am actually playing with this because I'm realizing that everything is so fluid right now, really fluid, that I'm having to put my focus on me. You know, I'm used to focusing outside on everybody and what's going on, and, you know, other than my little, you know, love dramas and stuff like that. But I'm really, really all of a sudden becoming very aware, you know, of focusing on youthing and focusing on, because I just kind of take that stuff for granted. But right now I'm feeling the, push, the urge to really start sending that energy in. With great intensity, not desperation. Not desperation. So for whatever that's worth, I just thought that was really interesting. I've been playing with that in the mirror. Not that I have all kinds of time to hang out in front of the mirror, but, you know, as you have to go to the little girl's room during the day and so on, you know. And I have giant mirrors in all my bathrooms. I don't know what that's about.
We have them in our living room. But I've also noticed when I'm connecting with people who are very judgmental of me,
yes,
I always look way older. So I find that fascinating, too, because some of it is, you know, the eye of the beholder and so on, but literally my face crumples up.
Oh, Veronica, we do love you. Now, that's an interesting insight and experience. And, you know, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? It's really funny.
It's very funny. I would have to agree with you.
So maybe when you look in the mirror, you better figure out whether you're judging yourself.
Well, when I'm upstairs in my dressing room, I don't, and I always look younger up here. But the energies are different.
Isn't it funny? I mean, aren't we really, we are flexible and fluid and very, very gossamer.
Hugely, hugely. remembering that ascension is happening one moment at a time. This is where, again, it gets dicey because we've talked about this and talked about this and talked about being in the now moment and this and that and the other thing. But ascension is happening one moment at a time because there's only one now moment. If we can stay in that now moment with all that we are, all that we have, and I find this fascinating because I'm doing a session the other day and I get this shooting pain running up my feminine channel, and I'm thinking, oh, ow. and it was making itself very known. Now, a lot of people who, you know, this last couple of months have wondered, you know, is there something really wrong with me? Am I really sick? You know, do I have cancer? Am I dying? Am I this? Am I that? Because some of these symptoms have been pretty extreme. Mm. And now, Veronica, you have extreme symptoms a lot of times, dear.
Yeah,
I think that you almost are used to it.
Yeah, I think I run, but I think that we run through all kinds of people's pain.
Well, yes, we do that as well.
I mean, talk about an identity crisis. I'm not sure whether to cry or just wait until it goes through.
No, I always figure I have the extreme multiple personality disorder because I had everybody else going on inside of me, and I think that's where I'm really learning to see, and that was the other thing, to see myself in others, and that was something that's really been fascinating to me. That sense of, I mean, they may piss you off, okay? I am like my daughter pisses me off. They may piss you off, but the reality is that I see me and her in me, and I sit here and I think, how do I know that she's not another version of me, which she really is, mm-hmm. another version of me having an experience? The truth of that is that we're all another version of each other having an experience. We're really only all one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Eventually, we're going to come to that in an absolute knowing that we've never had before, total knowing. And that's when all the judgment's going to fall away. That's when, I mean, that's what we're in the process of doing through this ascension experience, is absolutely coming to that. That's going to be interesting to see how it affects us because we're out there on the front line, guys. You know, so I think it's going to be really interesting. The people that we've been angry at or that we feel have hurt us or done this or done that, looking back at them and saying, wait a minute, if that's another version of me, you know.
I think the first time I was really, really invested in being that way was I was in Israel living in Tel Aviv. And as I walked on around the street, because I went walking a lot every day, people yell and scream and push and shove. And I was practicing being one with whoever I met. I thought I'd go mad finally. I could see myself in every
easier place.
I just happened to be there at that time in my
awakening. I was
going to
say Malibu, maybe. Or, you know.
It was pretty interesting, and I kind of shut it off after a while.
I'm sure.
And like you, I did laugh at myself and go, do you think you could maybe stop this for now?
You know, Veronica, we can't do this much longer because people will be tuning us out going, you know, those two are nuts. And the answer to that, people, is that that's true. But that's really where we're going. We're all going to be crazier than a loon.
Well, well, we are all in it together. It is important to feel the oneness in even where we don't like the people, you know, or don't like their behavior.
Well, you know, if we can look at that person and recognize, God, that's another version of me having a life. You know, we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're in judgment of that other person, there's no way we're going to own that. But that's where we're going. I mean, we can deny it till the cows come home, but the bottom line is that's where we're going.
Mm.
That absolute, because on the other side of the veil, you know, with all of the, you know, I don't like the star people that I work with, you know, that I hate the word extraterrestrials, you know, but that is their total understanding. They feel their oneness. That's why they're here helping us. That's why they love us. They don't have that kind of, some do, you know, some think that humans are wacky, but they don't know.
But they have kind of a, some of them have kind of a, not hive, but the kind of mentality that is a shared, more obviously shared bonding, don't they?
Well, okay, now you're talking about the grays, okay? And when you start talking about the grays, then we get into a gray area of, are they really extraterrestrial, or are they another version of us?
Okay, so that's another night.
That's a whole other night. That's probably a series of nights. in some cases, are there group mind? Yes. Okay.
But even in Asian cultures, there's more of that, for example, than we have here. What I mean is it isn't all about grays. It's about certain cultures, isn't it?
Well, explain what you're saying.
I think my understanding of, for example, people in China are more able to have a group, or Japanese, they have more of a group consciousness than what we have in America.
And what would you attribute that to?
I think it's a cultural thing, genetic and cellular and
okay.
So on.
I mean, I would agree with you. I was just curious about your take on it. Your subjective observation.
I didn't make that up. I think I read it, but
no.
I perceive it quite clearly a lot of the time.
I absolutely agree with you, Veronica. I was just giving you a hard time because I absolutely agree.
You would.
I really did want your subjective observation.
And they're not grays. That was my point, is that, well, they might be grays. I mean, you know what I mean? It isn't just something like really anomalous like that.
Okay.
It's just interesting to me that we are learning to move a bit more with a group mind at times.
Yes, we are. Again, I'm just, you know, I want to say that... in doing my breakup, I had this huge sense of abandoning somebody that I loved. And of course, that abandonment, we always feel it ourselves, even if we leave, because it'll always trigger any abandonment that's within us. And for 2 days, 3 days, I had stray dogs following me. Now, this never happens, and I found it absolutely... Well, the first day, my son brought one home that was in the middle of a busy street. And this poor dog was, you know, it was very hot here and miserable and very old. And second day I found another dog. Third day, another huge dog, all of them older and somewhat handicapped. It was just amazing to me to see how quickly these things are being reflected back into our experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, okay, Jackie, you've got to be really careful where you put your consciousness, because it's going to come, boom. Boom, boom, right back into your experience. Yeah, it is interesting. Play with that, everyone, but be really, really careful with it, because, and especially if you're going to lose your temper. Don't be name calling. Okay, let me get the team in here and see what they've got to say about ascension and where we're going right now. I'd love to hear that it's all downhill from here, but I...
It's a nice little flow.
Okay. All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Hello. Good evening.
All right. Good to be with all of you. All right, Ascension. Well, you're in the midst of it, aren't you? Now, we'd love to make you feel so warm and cozy here and assure you that, oh, it's going to be a lot easier. And we've said this before, we'll say it again. This process, all right, has never been done before this way. There is no book of instruction to get you there. Now, certainly, we will be guiding you in every way that we can through this process, as lovingly as we possibly can through the process. We know it's not easy. For many of you have had, oh, goodness, difficult times, uncomfortable times, certainly challenging a lot of your beliefs and structures. And we would say you're doing wonderfully. You're taking the time to reassess. Some of you have blockages. And as you walk around the elephant in the living room, that blockage that you refuse to deal with, whatever that may be, hoping that no one notices or pretending that it's not there or whatever your particular, as Lazarus has always said, bugaboo might be, and you all have them. And this lifetime in particular, you've all come in to work with very specific clearings. Again, each one of you carrying your unique piece. And it's not just a piece, it is a matrix of energies, a combination that is so much more complex than you can possibly understand at this time. Now, perhaps as a scientist, Bob, you would understand if we laid it out, a piece of this and a piece of that, and this fits over here, and that this one interfaces with that one, you see. And all the tones and the vibrations, and all right, all part of it. In addition to, all right, your laundry list of things that you wanted to work on yourself, you, your higher self, and soul. So in essence, you have this matrix of energy that has to do with shifting and changing the collective. And then, now, your own issues, lifetimes, all right, things that you're wanting to work on, clear up, clean up. Some of you, multiple lifetimes, taking them all and zooming them into this one. And I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to work on this, and I want to fix that, and I want to change this, because I see this as this extraordinary opportunity for a major shift in soul energy. Big stuff. Now, if you understood how incredibly courageous each and every one of you are, you might lock yourselves in your bedrooms and not come out. You know, this isn't. So we don't want to scare you, but we want to make you aware. That the complexity and the commitment that you brought with you is amazing. Now, some have said, oh, I want to be alive for Ascension. All right. If you find it absolutely necessary, we understand. And others have said, no, I'm done. I'll just observe and participate and help from the other side. Fine. We understand totally. those of you that are working with us during the sessions, all right, we're working, literally the sessions are working through the level of the archetypes, shifting, changing the blueprint itself for human consciousness. That was our commitment from the very beginning with the channel. We sat down and explained it to her, scared her to death. But she understood. Sort of. Not totally, but sort of. Higher part of her totally got it, but Jackie took a little bit longer to catch up. Can you gauge ascension and where it's going and how it's going to look? Well, you hit on it tonight in a most wonderful way. And sometimes as we listen to the dialogue between the two of you, Veronica, you and Jackie, the channel, we laugh because in your play sometimes you step right into the midst of the real crux of what's going on.
Oh,
and
good.
What's really interesting is that you step in and out. All right.
Oh, dear.
Yes. And again, part of this is the subjective aspect of the experience. And this is going to become more and more important for all of you. Because you're going to see in your news and different places things sounding not very good. And yet looking at your own life and going, well, wait a minute, my life really is really quite nice. Now, many of you will get phone calls. Did you hear so-and-so on the news? And you can honestly say, no, I didn't. You're kidding. That's happening? Now, what's really going on here is as everything, you know, we have to be careful the way we describe this, but your realities are going to be experiencing different overall experiences, different versions of reality. And your version of reality, and yours, and yours, and yours, and yours, can be different. Now, that's going to make for some very interesting conversations between all of you. And the day will come when you'll phone each other up and say, and how is your version of reality going? And what are you creating in it? And how are you experiencing that?
Makes me laugh. It's like living in an iPod. We're all in our own little iPod.
That's right. That's a very good description. We'll go along with that, yes. And that's the way it can be. That is the way it can be. Now, the other thing that you may experience very beautifully is, and we believe one of the channelings talked about this, is being able to go out into the world and have people be so loving and wonderful to you and have things come so easily and effortlessly. And have a beautiful experience everywhere you go. And you might talk to someone later in the day and have them share similar things that they have done, errands here and there and whatever, having had a horrible day. People were mean and nasty and cut me off and it was this and it was that. And hang up the phone and think, oh my goodness, are we on the same planet? You know, you're on the same planet, sort of, but you're just vibrating at different frequencies and therefore having different kinds of experiences. And it's very possible that if you had been in the same, let's say, mall, even in the same store, might not have even seen one another. Now, This is going to make for very interesting relationships, people. Very interesting relationships with your partners, your children, your parents, and your friends. One of the channelings talked about becoming invisible. And that is accurate. Finding that you will not, we won't say it right, that people will not see you if they're not vibrating at the same frequency. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Again, this is what's allowing your realities, your subjective realities, to be different. Now, this can also translate into wonderful, beautiful outcomes for those of you that are working with clients, where you will attract only those people of the higher vibrations and frequencies, having beautiful, expansive experiences. Think of all the joy and wonder in all of this. We know that there's part of you that has this sadness that, oh goodness, well, that means I will be leaving others behind, people that I, yes, for a while. Not necessarily forever, but for a while. You're literally in the new frontier here. And you haven't really grasped it yet. Well, there's been a lot of talk bandied about and lots of channelings and this and that and the other thing. But until you become aware of it firsthand and experientially, it's just theory. As you become to be aware of it for yourselves and have these moments, and sometimes they'll only be moments, people. Moments. Extraordinary moments. Channel had one a week or two ago. She walked into the airport. She was running late, and the airport was empty. Now, that never happens in Las Vegas. But where she was going, where there are usually lines and lines and lines and lines and lines and lines, there was absolutely no waiting. And as she was walking, she was giggling all the way, thinking, this is just that I've never seen this. In all the years I've been coming to Las Vegas, that there are no people. Absolutely no one. Absolutely no one, and she pulled into the parking terrace, all right, when normally it would be very, very full, and the very first parking space and the very first level was waiting for her, which she had never seen vacant in all the years she'd been living in Las Vegas. So, again, these little things can be so fun and exciting, and we really recommend that you play with them, have fun with them, enjoy them. Immerse yourself into them, kind of, you know, like you would into a lovely bathtub or something. Oh, was that fun? Oh, what was I thinking? How was I feeling to get here? It was lovely. One moment at a time. Filled with love. Filled with excitement. Anticipation, not desperation, please. Joy, gratitude. Appreciation for everything in your life, even the obstacles. Recognizing that they are merely little, what are those little cones that they put down on the highway to kind of guide you to, you know, when they close off a lane or whatever. They want to make certain that you're going to go this direction. And that's all those are. Getting you into a direction. every single thing now lovingly coming your way to assist you, to help you, to move you, to shift you. We encourage you, all of you, to develop as much as you can a relationship with higher self, with child, adolescent, and young adult. The adult you may be fine with all of this, but we don't want your child, adolescent, and young adult running amok. And they can. They need to know that all is well and that you're there for them because you're all they have. You understand? You are their future self. Connecting with future self as well. There's a lovely meditation somewhere in the archives where we work with your future self. This is the time, people. This time is far more exciting than you can imagine yet. Oh, can it get a little rocky here and there? Yes, it can. But you can handle it. You've come this far now. And you've come through so much. And you're getting clarity in a way you've never had it before. You're beginning to see and experience, oh, wait a minute. Things, I can feel some elegance coming, some things that I can feel that things are moving in my life. I'm not moving them, they're happening. Well, you are. In a way, you and others. Part of it is you're getting out of the way. Falling in love with yourselves. These are all elements now. It's time to bring all the elements together. How am I doing? We've had people ask, how am I doing on ascension? You're doing wonderfully. Mm-hmm. You're doing wonderfully. Wonderfully. If you're listening to this show, you're doing wonderfully. Not because you're listening to the show, but because you are committed to your growth. And if we're only one of 20 shows you listen to, wonderful.
We only have a few minutes left.
All right. Veronica, please talk about your show.
Oh, yeah. Next Tuesday at 4 o'clock West Coast time, it's Radiance by Design. It's a call-in show, meditations, and answering your questions. And then at 5 o'clock, Paradigm Shifters. I'm not quite clear who it is, but there's a light workers conference in the UK, in England, and they're setting me up for a guest over there. And that's going to be pretty exciting to see what they're doing over there.
Wonderful. All right. All right. All right. Now, how much time, Veronica?
I would say we still have a good 2 minutes.
All right. Here's what we'd like you to do. We'd love to have you call us in tonight. And we're going to leave it open to you. What would you like assistance with? Continuing to integrate the divine masculine and feminine? Feeling a greater sense of safety? Feeling a greater sense of dominion? Feeling more joy? More trust, more love. What is it for you? We give you this night, and we open this up to you. And if you ask us to come in when you go to sleep tonight, dear team, please come work with me on this. We will come and work with you if you ask us. We will never come unless you do. Now we're going to little caveat here. Sometimes the medical teams will come in and work with certain of you all right? If your higher self has made a request, that's a little different. We're talking on a consciousness level here. Consciousness and emotions. Know that we love each and every one of you. You are so much more than you know. And only now beginning to slowly embrace that just a little. We're excited to see you stretch those muscles to begin to realize that you're truly magicians, that you can create anything and everything you really desire. You have the tools now. And we will continue to assist you in any way that we can.
I think our time is up.
All right. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love, dear ones. And to you, Veronica.
Thank you, to you.
Namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.